Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Hey there, folks. I'm laughing because I just thought of the episode title right now, Creeping on LinkedIn. And I'm not entirely sure if that's going to be an appropriate or misleading title for this episode, but we're going to find out. So my good friend Anthony English put out a post on LinkedIn a few days ago, and he said, I'm doing a limited number of LinkedIn profile reviews on video. I'm going to do about 7 of them. So if you want me to review your profile and send you a video with my feedback, then just, you know, drop a comment on this post and I'm happy to do it. So I jumped on it. And the reason for that is because my LinkedIn profile has been through more iterations than I care to admit, to be honest. And not once did I ever ask anybody for their feedback. Not once did I ask them for their opinion or what they thought. And I'm a little bit ashamed of that, to be honest. And I think part of it is because, you know, I'm supposed to be the expert. You know, I'm the marketer, I'm the coach, so therefore I should have all the answers. And I think as a result, my profile is probably better than most. It has to be. If it wasn't, then I wouldn't be a very good coach. But I never really asked anybody for their honest, candid feedback. And so I saw this post by Anthony and I thought, well, hey, this is perfect. I'd love to get Anthony's feedback. He's somebody who I respect. I respect his opinion. He knows what he's doing. So I know his feedback won't be just out of thin air. It'll be really thoughtful and genuine and valuable. So I signed up. And so Anthony, pretty shortly thereafter, sent me like a 9-minute video review of my profile. So he did like a, you know, like a screen capture video. And he basically reviewed my profile, and you know, he's a little bit familiar with me and what I do, and we've talked before, and I've had him on my podcast, on Forecast, and so he had to kind of step back and approach this as if he was a stranger. So he tried to kind of block out everything he knows about me and view my profile as if he was viewing it for the first time. And I thought it was really, really brilliant, because what you don't realize is that when people look at your profile for the first time, and they're strangers, and the vast majority of people on LinkedIn that you're connecting with are probably strangers, right? When they look at your profile for the first time, they're piecing together who you are. They're trying to get a sense of who you are and what you're about just based on a few words in a screen. And when you think about it that way, that's pretty crazy, right? Like that's a lot of pressure for your LinkedIn profile to paint this picture of who you are. Just based on, you know, I don't even know how many words the profile summary is, but it's not a lot of words, right? It's definitely less than 500 words. And so I thought it was really valuable what Anthony did, because he went through my profile and he started reading it. And he started just viewing it like the way you would view anyone's profile. Like, you know, when you're creeping on LinkedIn, hence the title, so I'm bringing it back now. When you're creeping on LinkedIn, you're looking at people and you're making these snap judgments. Right? You're looking at their picture, you're looking at their headline, and you know, and these are not necessarily conscious judgments, but you are making these snap judgments about people based on what you see, and then you're deciding whether or not there's somebody that's worth paying attention to, right? Whether or not there's somebody that's worth following or connecting with or messaging or engaging with in some way, or even at a lower level of commitment, just paying attention to. And I'm sure you've done this before. You look at someone's LinkedIn profile, and it's like, yeah, whatever, you know, I'm not particularly interested. I don't really see anything here for me. You know, they come and go and I'll forget about them and that'll be the end of it. But then there are some people, you look at their profile and you're like, oh, wow, I need to pay attention to this person, right? This is somebody that I definitely need to keep on my radar, maybe because they're a potential, you know, client or thought leader or influencer or, you know, peer or whatever it may be. But there's something about their profile that makes you say, yeah, I need to pay attention to this person. And it's interesting that your reaction could be that different, right? One person could be, yeah, whatever, not interested. And another person could be, yeah, I need to pay attention to this person, just based on a quick review of their profile, which honestly, most of us, how long do we spend reviewing someone's profile that we see on LinkedIn for the first time? Maybe a minute? I think a minute's generous. Maybe 30 seconds. I've never actually timed myself, but I would imagine it's a matter of seconds, right? So what Anthony did in this video is he reviewed my profile for 9 minutes. And I think watching him review my profile is extremely, extremely valuable, because he's thinking out loud as if somebody would if they were reviewing it for the first time. And he's doing it for 9 minutes. So granted, he's taking his time because he's stopping to give me feedback, right? But what he did in that 9 minutes, I think, is an expanded version of what anybody is going to do when they review your profile for the first time, but probably within the scope of 30, 40 seconds or less. So he looked at my headshot, my image of myself. He looked at my the banner image behind my profile. He looked at my headline. He read through every single word of my profile summary, and he started making comments, right? You know, you use this word here. You know, he said, for example, in my professional headline, which is, at the time of this recording, it may change, marketing coach for consultants and professional service providers. He goes, every time I see an and in there or a conjunction of any kind, I get a little bit, conjunction or preposition? I don't know. I'm terrible with grammar. But anytime I see an and in there, he goes, I get a little bit concerned. I thought, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it's a bit clunky. It may indicate that I don't have a clear market focus, which isn't true, but it may be perceived that way. I appreciated that. I mean, I never saw it that way because I've been framing myself and positioning myself that way for so long that it's normal to me. But when he pointed that out, then I thought, oh, that makes sense. I never thought of it that way. And in the same vein, he went through my entire profile, read it word for word, and started commenting on specific things that I never would have thought of because they're, you know, I wrote it, right? They're my words. At some point, I thought it was a good idea, but having somebody like him review it and give me feedback like that, I thought was invaluable. So in any case, what I think you should do next is watch Anthony's rather review of my profile. I put it up on LinkedIn, so I'll put a link to the LinkedIn status update in this post where you can check it out. Watch how he goes through it. I think that's very telling. But then also go and find somebody else to review your profile and to give you their honest and candid feedback on what they learned about you, what they understood about you, what they now know about you after reading your profile, and kind of ask them to step back and assume that they don't know anything about you and tell you what they learned about you through your profile. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.